options, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
A scholarship doesn't just pay for school.
When I first started out, I'd be around a baseball field all day, just watching the guys' feet, like how they're moving, how they're breaking out of the clay. Turf grass management is not just cutting grass. There's so much more to it.
It turns passion into purpose.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to find myself again, to get an education, eventually starting my organization. I got legs.
Adam and Greg are two of over 750,000 Life Scholars giving back for a better South Carolina. Visit seeducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Transmission problems. AMCO Transmissions of Greenville is the home of the 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Sleep better, knowing you are covered at 500 shops across the land. Don't take our word for it. Check our reviews. AMCO of Greenville is located on Malden Road, 100 yards from I-85, off exit 46C. You'd better call Saul today at 864-277-3267 and get the 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty from AMCO of Greenville today.
Hey, Clemson football fans, as the season kicks off, don't forget to get your tailgating supplies from your Jimmy John's in downtown Clemson. Sandwiches, wraps, sides, desserts, and drinks. Just what you need to make your tailgate fun and enjoyable. If you need a meal after the game, our Clemson store is open late on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays until 3 a.m. So visit Jimmy John's at 393 College Avenue in downtown Clemson for a late night meal or snack. Jimmy John's and Clemson Tigers, a great combination. Go Tigers!
If you've been charged with a criminal offense, the legal system can be overwhelming and intimidating. You could be facing significant consequences. You need someone in your corner to help you navigate it all. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the answers you need. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com. You don't have to go through this alone. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Walt Dipchula, Road Rage, we are back on the Clemson front against North Carolina. Expect to see Gideon Davidson, expect to see Eze, expect to see Tristan Smith. Those three guys will all play. I'm 100% convinced of that. I think the only question is Christopher Vezina, and I think that's going to be determined by Cade's playing quarter number one. If Cade plays better, then you're not going to see Christopher Vezina. If Cade plays poorly in quarter number one, and Clemson does nothing offensively in the first quarter, then I think you'll see Vezina in quarter two, no matter what has been said. But those other players, you're going to see. I mean, there's no question. And by the way, this is not, just to be clear, again, this is not due to any failure on the part of Adam Randall. This is Adam Randall still learning how to be a running back full-time. And again, I pointed this out when I saw it live happening in the Georgia Tech game. Adam tapped out a number of times, and not because of any fault of his own, because he just had not taken that type of physical pounding or administered that type of physical pounding as a running back for a long period of time. So at the collegiate level at all. So he was not going to carry it more than like 15 times. And Dabo Swinney said last time out, too many snaps for Adam Randall. He carried it 16 times, I believe. And Dabo acknowledged that he was on the field for too many snaps. So you're not going to see him on the field as many snaps. He's going to have about that many carries. But I think both Davidson and Eze are going to get some opportunities in this game. And I would expect each one of them I don't know what the numbers will be. We'll see. But I would be surprised if each one of them didn't get at least three carries. I think you're going to see some work for both of those guys. I wouldn't be shocked if they each carried it like five times. And I think Clemson is going to try and run the ball. But this is, look, if Cade Klubnik has the run game and support, which he did the last game, and Adam Randall was averaging 8 yards a carry, he has to be better. And everyone knows it, you know. And so this is a golden opportunity for Cade to sort of reset his season, to do a U-turn, and for his team to follow. And if he does, then the team will follow. If he doesn't, then the team will also follow that, as they have thus far this year. And it's been broken. It's been broken starting with that position. There's just no arguing it. I mean, there's some just amazing things. I mean, it's just astonishing that Cade is 94th in the nation in total QBR. I mean, it's just insane. It's like impossible. He was 6th last year. And that's been the drop off, and it's been every area of quarterback play. And you know, again, Cade is 15-12 as a starter here versus P4 competition. P4, P5 competition. DJ Uiagalelei was 22-6. Cade has double the losses and far fewer wins. I mean, you know, that's the reality of his situation, and you know, there's no way to spin it, but we've seen better play from him. We saw better play from him last year. Was it always consistent? No. Were there some games that were that bogus numbers were put up? Yeah, like the App State game where they're playing, you know, a future house painter at safety. There were some bogus numbers, but he also played well against some good teams, and he certainly played well in the second half against Texas. Now, there's some people who want to sort of reinvent that now and look back and say, well, Texas was way ahead, and that's why he played well, and you know, that kind of thing. I don't think that's the case. I think he played well, and I think he was confident. What I don't buy is he can't play in a West Coast offense. He did a year ago. You know, so I don't buy that. You know, listen, he came off a statistically impressive season, all right, and with his whole world returning, you expected him to get better, and that was a reasonable expectation. It's not what's happened, for whatever reason. And again, I track a lot of it back to the LSU game. I think he reverted back to a lot of bad habits that he had gradually moved away from, and I think he's been out of sync since then. With the extra week off, this seems like a good chance to get back in sync and maybe get some positive mojo going, and then who knows. But you know, the team's going to follow the quarterback, but all those guys are going to play more. Okay, you're going to see some Gideon Davidson, you're going to see some Eazy-E, you're certainly going to see some Tristan Smith, and the Vezina thing is going to be determined by how Cade plays. That's what I would expect to see. If Clemson comes out with another flat, lifeless start, then I think you'll see Vezina in the game in the second quarter. I don't think that's going to happen. I expect Cade to play better. I think this is his chance to do so, and we'll see. Again, if it doesn't happen and this winds up being a close game or something, we'll see how that plays out. But that's my expectation as of now. I believe this is a chance to get well. If this football team cannot get well against Bill Belichick, Jordan, whatever her name is, Hudson's coach football team, then they're not going to get well. If this team does not use this game as a jumping off point and win convincingly and get some positive mojo going, then the rest of this year is going to be a really long season. Because, you know, this is the worst team on the schedule to date. I mean, Troy is better than this football team. And so I think it's reasonable to expect Clemson to win, and to win in fairly convincing fashion. And if they don't, then I don't know what we're going to be talking about come Monday. Like I said, the all-new Ramona show will be starting Monday if we don't.
All right, Ramona, we need to, let me tell you about my friends at Underdog. And again, Underdog's been talked about all day, Ramona. It seems like every single caller is talking about their Underdog plays. Football season's in full swing, and Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action, so you can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is so simple. Just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. Of course, I will be in 10, 12 times on the weekend, mostly college football. That's mostly what I'll be on. I'll be on a little bit of NFL action as well. But right now, I only have the one play in right now. But, of course, I'll have many more. I'll probably sit here right after the show and make more plays. But right now, for tonight, I have West Virginia's kicker to go higher than 0.5 field goals. I have BYU's kicker to go higher than 3.5 PATs. And I have BYU's quarterback, Bachmeier, to go higher than 0.5 touchdowns. And so I would rushing and receiving touchdowns, by the way, on that deal. So I'm feeling pretty good about that. That's a three-way play with a boost. It's Boostober on Underdog. You can get boosts all month long, every day, boosts all month. You have to take advantage of boosts. When you see boost, you have to play the boost. It's just that simple. It basically changes the odds in your favor. Take advantage of it. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code ROADRAGE to score $100 in bonus funds or entries when you play your first $5. It's an incredible offer right now. That's promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word. Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present South Carolina. Terms apply. See ss.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms_dfs_.html for details. Good service. Play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncbgambling.org. All right, Ramona, we need to get to some games.
Okay, where are my games?
The same place they were when we did the last game.
No, because I open and close things to do other things.
Okay.
So the next one is Air Force at Navy. Navy's a 10.5-point favorite. I took Air Force. I didn't know who to take. I was torn. So okay. I just ended up taking Air Force.
Okay, so why were you torn?
Because they're both military, and I like them both.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. I mean, they are both military, and I understand liking them both. What's the line on this? 10.5? Is that what we're playing at?
Yes.
I took Navy. Navy was my preseason G5 team to make the playoff. I think Blake Horvath is one of the best stories in college football. I think he's an incredible leader. And I think Navy is a good football team, and I think they're good on both sides. Whereas I think Air Force is pretty good offensively, but I think they have some real issues defensively. Now, historically speaking, when service academies play each other and they run similar types of offense, these scores always tend to be low. It favors the team getting the points. There's that. But I think both of these teams have branched out from original triple option football and are more diverse now. So I don't think that really applies to these two teams. We shall see. I just think Navy is better, and I think they'll win this game. At 31-17, you know, 34-21, something like that. 34-20. I just think Navy is better, and I think they win this game. What was the breakdown on this deal, Ramon?
Mickey and I took Air Force. Everybody else took Navy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I'm sort of surprised at that. So just two Air Forces in the bunch. All right, I'm not going to read you all this because I don't have time for this, but I saw this earlier. This is a story of mine. This goes back like 6 months. I vaguely remember some of this, but I certainly don't. I certainly didn't know all of this. This is a story by Marin Angus Combs. Scandal at CSUB leaves softball team in shambles. Felony charges for the basketball coach and the athletic director ousted. You talk about across-the-board issues. I'm just going to give you a little background in this, and then I'm going to read like the really worst part. At least I think it's the worst part. The fallout from the stunning arrest of Cal State Bakersfield assistant men's basketball coach Kevin Mays earlier this month has reached the school's softball program, where a head coach currently is on paid leave and her husband, a former assistant, believe they were made scapegoats as a cover-up for Mays' wrongdoing, including an alleged relationship with a former softball player, Violet Salazar. See if you can even follow this, Ramona. I'm like reading this thinking, what? I'm sorry, what? Wait, what? It's been 6 months since the coaches were suspended, and now parents and former teammates of Salazar are starting to speak out and voice their support for the softball coaches. Salazar was a senior on the 2025 team, went viral on TikTok on March 11, 2025, when she voiced complaints about her treatment from head coach Letty Olivares and her husband, James Davenport, an assistant coach on the team. In the video, Salazar accuses Davenport of sexual assault, claiming he grabbed her body after showering, leaving a bruise. She claimed the incident occurred in an allegedly empty locker room while her teammates were on the bus. Olivares was accused of body shaming and verbal abuse. That sounds like more than body shaming and verbal abuse. Davenport strongly denied the allegations against him and his wife. Oh, that's right. I have those two foot backwards. UCSB Athletics Director Kyle Condor placed Olivares and Davenport on paid leave on March 25th. However, the university's investigation did not result in the termination of either coach as yet. Davenport's contract expired in May of 31, and Olivares is still the head coach on paid leave. Her contract expires in July of 26, but her paid leave has been extended through November. The social media videos have been deleted. Salazar is transferred to Hampton. A Hampton official and Salazar declined to comment, citing the situation occurred at a different university. Multiple members of the CSUB softball team, including Davenport, told Softball on SI that Mays and Salazar were involved in an ongoing relationship, claiming an investigation of the softball coaches was launched as a distraction to draw attention away from the two. On September 8th, Mays was arrested and faced 11 criminal charges, including felony charges related to pimping and pandering, the possession of illegal firearms, including that of an assault weapon, and the possession of methamphetamine and marijuana for purposes of sale. Oh, this guy's a hell of a nice guy. This former assistant basketball coach, Ramona.
Okay, so that's the husband.
No, this is a different player. This is a different player entirely.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not going to go through all of this, but I'll read you this part. The Bakersfield Police Department, this is the others are softball. This guy is basketball.
Okay.
The Bakersfield Police Department said they connected Mays and the victim through traffic stops, rental car records, and multiple online ads. Officers served a warrant on September 4th, arresting Mays and searching his car and apartment, where they reported finding loaded, unregistered guns, narcotics, $4,400 in cash, and other evidence of drug sales. The Kern County District Attorney's Office also added two felony counts for the possession of child pornography. Bakersfield police officers said they discovered over 3,000 files encrypted on cloud storage accounts belonging to Mays. No one else has been charged while the investigation continues. Wait. That's not over, though. That's not over. If you think it's over, it's not. I need to skip ahead and find the rest of this deal because there's more. Okay. Here. The dominoes continue to fall in Bakersfield. This month, 11 criminal charges were filed against CSUB's former assistant Kevin Mays. Then their AD, Kyle Condor, stepped down. Now Barnes steps down. We'll have to see if they're all related. Concerning trend nonetheless. Wait. Where's the rest of it? Am I not going to be able to find this now? Okay. I thought this was part of the email that I saw. But there is more to this Mays part, far more. The accusations against him have gone far deeper than this. And I am looking for it so I can read it to you. Cannot find what I'm looking for here. In any case, trust me, it it gets way worse than everything I've read. There's another whole element to this that goes way beyond this. I mean, you're talking about an athletic department, Ramona, that is a mess. I mean, this is like way beyond a mess. Who knows what's real and what's not real, but a lot of them have already been excommunicated. So, yeah, there is an element in here that I can't find right now that involves human trafficking. So this is like one of the worst sports university stories I have ever had the displeasure of coming across. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break. We'll get back to the football projections when we return.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services for more information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
From tailgate to touchdown, SouthState is here to ensure your financial game plan leads you to victory. With cutting-edge digital tools like contactless payment, digital wallet, and more, your financial plays become seamless and convenient. As your trusted banking partner, SouthState is committed to supporting you every step of the way, providing expert guidance and dedicated assistance on your financial journey. This is Banking Forward, SouthState Bank, member FDIC.
We all know and love Eggs Up Grill, but did you know they cater? From brunchy buffets to breakfast samplers, wraps, sandwiches, and salads, Eggs Up Grill has the best catering options in town. Are you a business owner or office manager looking to elevate your next meeting or party? How about a coach looking for your next team meal or box lunches? Visit Eggs Up Grill of Clemson, Seneca, or Greenwood. Ordering couldn't be easier for pickup and delivery through Easy Cater. Just visit eggsupgrill.com and click on the catering button. That's eggsupgrill.com.
Orange Nation, Cade Klubnik here from my friends at Fred Caldwell Chevy in Clover, or better known as the Silverado guys. That's where I got my beautiful Silverado. If you're thinking Silverado, make sure you go check with Martin McKinley and the Silverado guys. You can call or text Martin at 704-534-1014. Martin will handle you wherever you live. Call now at 704-534-1014 or get started at fredcaldwellchevy.com.
Strong industries build strong communities. For over 35 years, Industrial Motor Service has kept the upstate's factories, farms, and utilities running, powering everything from clean water to packaged goods to everyday essentials. Trusted by the region's leading manufacturers, IMS repairs and replaces critical equipment, motors, pumps, and gearboxes of every size. Because when industry thrives, our community thrives. IMS, keeping the upstate moving. Learn more at industrialmotorservice.com.
Looking for a scent that transforms your space? Light up your day with Buff City Soap's hand-poured candles and seasonal scents that you know and love. Made with plant-based soy wax and phthalate-free fragrances, Buff City Soap candles fill your home with long-lasting, clean-burning scent, never overwhelming, always unforgettable. From cozy and calm to bold and fresh, there's a Buff scent for every mood, and they make great gifts. Shop Buff City Soap today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
The crisp fall air, the roar of Death Valley, and the Sea of Orange. It's Clemson football season. Get game day ready at the Tiger Sports Shop, your official headquarters, for everything Clemson, from Nike sideline styles to exclusive Lululemon gear. We've got the looks true fans wear with pride. Visit either one of our two convenient Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or shop online anytime at tigersports.com. The Tiger Sports Shop, where every Clemson fan shops and traditions begin.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LOCAL to get an extra 35 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LOCAL for a 35 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LOCAL for a 35 cents per gallon bonus.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your home for the Upstate's best sports talk radio 24 hours a day.
You guys are the best station in town.
You got the best radio station going.
You guys are the best, man.
We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
When the night has come, and all the land is dark, and the moon is the only light you ever see. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't shed a single.
Walt Dip Tulip Road Rage. You know, it just occurs to me that the Herb Tyler Chick-fil-A package sold so quickly, Herb didn't get as many mentions as some of the others did. You know, so well, thank you, Herb. And I know Herb doesn't do it for that reason anyway. Besides, they don't need advertising at Chick-fil-A. You know, they don't. They're lined up. They're lined up for like miles. Right. They don't need us. They don't need us. Herb doesn't need us. But a very generous donation by Herb Tyler and Chick-fil-A. And it went basically immediately, and raised a lot of money and saved lives. So we appreciate all that. I have a couple other stories, Ramona, that are much less nauseating, but we will get to them. We have to get back to the games though. You want to get in 6547627. 6547627. We got to get back to breaking down the games, which we're going to do right now. What's the next game, Ramona?
Michigan State and Nebraska.
What was the last one? Air Force, Navy, and Air Force.
And that was Air Force and Navy.
That was a 10-2 breakdown in favor of
Navy.
In favor of Navy. Okay. All right. And Zach, I'll get to you in a minute. The next one is what? Michigan State.
Michigan and Nebraska? State and Nebraska. Nebraska's 11.5-point favorite. I took Michigan State, I think.
Why?
Well, Nebraska. Plus, it's too many points.
Okay, so it's two ways to win. We're back to two ways to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense to me. I think Aiden Childs and company played fairly well at USC. They couldn't stop the run. That's a little disconcerting. But they hung in and they made it a competitive game and Aiden Childs made some plays and they hung around. I don't think Nebraska right now is as good as USC is. Although there probably isn't that much difference. But I think, when I say that now I wonder. Now I wonder. From that perspective, I wonder. But I think Illinois can hang around in this game. I don't think Nebraska is dynamic offensively. They're not nearly as dynamic offensively as USC is at this point.
Okay, USC's... excuse me one second. I'm confused.
Yeah?
You said Illinois. Did you mean to say Illinois instead of Michigan State? Because now I don't know where you are.
Yeah, I mean, I'm discussing the teams. I'm discussing USC and Illinois in comparison to Michigan State. And Yeah.
Okay. My bad.
But I think that when you look at, again, Michigan State played at USC, and then USC played Illinois.
Okay, I was confused because I didn't see Illinois on there.
Yeah, no, they're not. They're not on there. No, the game is Michigan State and Nebraska. Okay, we're talking about the little circle of games they've played.
I was looking at the wrong list.
Yeah, sort of a transitive property kind of thing. I think when you look at Michigan State, you know, I don't want to say they're dynamic offensively, but I think they're as dynamic as Nebraska is. You know, they were not as dynamic as USC was. And, you know, and again, I think the USC issue is defense, which showed up in that Illinois game. That's the Illinois thing. But I think when everyone shakes their head up and down.
Yeah, because I thought I had the wrong list.
Yeah, no, you're good. But when I look at this game, I mean, I don't know who wins. I mean, I think Nebraska might win, but I think it's like 24-21, maybe 27-24, something like that. I don't know how Nebraska gets away from Michigan State. I don't think they're dynamic enough to be able to get away from Michigan State. So I don't think they're going to be able to do that. This is our man Zach from Australia, Ramona. Oh, you should have told me that. I didn't know Zach was calling again from Australia. Zach, how are you, Zach? Good to have you.
Hey, well, good talking to you again, man.
Absolutely. Welcome back.
Yeah, I just got an update on the snake situation here for you.
All right. So you finally seen one, Zach?
So I've seen a couple, actually. Okay. It's starting to warm up here. It's just coming out of wintertime here, so the snakes are out. They're coming out of hibernation or whatever.
Yep.
But, I've seen, like, a desert banded snake. A couple of those. They're real tiny. Not too harmful. And then one of my workmates here, he's an old Aboriginal fella. He allegedly he saw an inland taipan the other day.
Yeah, that one's very harmful.
For those who are not familiar with that, that is the number one most venomous snake in the world. Yes. If you get bitten by one of those, you're done for.
Right. It's the world's most deadly venom. The venom is strong enough to kill 100 humans. No one really knows why the venom is so strong. The science hasn't really proven that. But that is the most deadly snake in the world, and you do not want to be bitten by one. And your chances of survival, bitten by an inland taipan, not good. Yeah, not good.
Yeah. So he's lived out here for more than 50 years, and he said that's the first one he's ever seen.
Is that
the biggest snake he's ever seen, and the first one of those he's ever seen. Yeah.
How about that?
So they're pretty rare, which is why there's not much research on them, no one sees them.
Right, and there are some that consider other snakes more dangerous, like the Australian brown snake, in part because you just don't have as many human encounters with the inland taipan.
Yeah, exactly, yep. And they're pretty timid, so if they detect anything going on, then they're out of there pretty quick. So it's pretty surprising. He might have come across one. And then my girlfriend yesterday, she sent me a picture. She had a tiger snake in her backyard. Everyone's seeing them. So they're out and about.
So be careful there, Zach. It's starting to heat up a little bit.
Yeah. It is. It's getting hot. So I wanted to talk a couple points football-wise. The first thing, going back to the Georgia Tech game a couple weeks ago, with the situation there, the fireman drill, which Georgia Tech executed to perfection.
Yeah.
But my contention with it is, so Georgia Tech substitutes their field goal unit on. They get them out there lined up. It was less than 10 seconds left at this point. The officials are obligated to hold the snap for the defense to substitute. So Clemson could have run people on and off the field till the clock expired. Is that right?
I guess in theory, I would need to go back and look at that again, Zach, to be honest. I need to go back and look at that whole situation again, sort of out of sight, out of mind now.
Yeah, because my way of thinking is that with the way the rules are set up now, is that what Georgia Tech executed should be, in a way, it should be impossible if the defense plays it correctly. But, regardless, Clemson wasn't, you know, Georgia Tech deserved to win the game. They pulled it off well, so yeah. Credit to them. But yeah. My way of thinking is that they should have never got the field goal off in the first place.
Yeah, like I said, I'm going to have to look back on that and evaluate that situation.
Yeah. And then, the other thing I wanted to get to, I grew up a Virginia fan. So you talk about Florida State fans coming out of the woods, coming out of the forest.
Yeah.
You know, as a Virginia fan, I have a permanent home in the forest. But, you know, after pulling off that win last week, you know, I just want to come out, peek my head out, you know.
Yeah.
Feels good.
Like the snakes coming out of hibernation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, we've got another big one against Louisville this week. And I expect that to be a loss. I expect the Florida State to be a loss. But if Virginia can somehow pull that off, if you look at the rest of their schedule,
yeah,
I don't see anyone that's stopping them from getting to Charlotte beyond that.
Well, and look, offensively, I mean, I think Virginia is pretty dynamic. I mean, you're getting better quarterback play with Morris. I think you have two terrific running backs. And you have explosiveness. You have talent. It's just the question is, how does that defense hold up? And, you know, Louisville will test that to a degree with their run game, obviously. You know, Florida State was able to do some damage there. But, look, I think UVA has a chance in that game. I mean, the whole thing for me, Zach, in that game is, was the Florida State thing with the storming of the field, was that Virginia's Super Bowl and they're going to have trouble refocusing on a lesser target now or not? Are they here to play? I think that's the real concern. How ready is Virginia after that win? Have they refocused and dialed in on Louisville? If they have, then I think it's a winnable game because I think Moss, the Louisville quarterback, sucks.
Yeah, you always say. Hopefully that he shows his he shows that size.
His suckitude. Yeah,
but that's the thing. You know, as a Virginia fan, we are still Virginia, so that's why I expect us to lose this week. But you know, maybe who knows? Maybe some of the new guys, the leadership they've got going on, quarterback. Morris he did say he came here to win an ACC title. So, you know, maybe that kind of leadership can kind of.
And how about Tony Elliott? You know, Tony Elliott was allegedly arch conservative. Dude's going for it on every fourth down. And now he's like a completely different guy as head coach.
And they've got, this year they've really gone up tempo, which is completely different from the last few years.
Yeah.
You've got the players to do it now. It's just a completely different, you know, look and feel for the team.
No question.
This year.
Yep. No more conservative. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So
that's right. Good,
you know,
talking with you.
Yeah.
Walt. Yep.
Same here, Zach. Thank you.
Oh yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
Get yourself some very high snake boots. And a pair of tongs.
I'm not walking around any grass.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
I'm not going around any tall grass around here.
Thank you, Zach. Good talking to you. Man, Ron is his work partner there. Who's who's been there a long time, lived there a long time. I just saw his first Inland Taipan in 50 years. Yeah, it's the world's scariest snake. It's the one snake you really do not want to be bitten with. Again, human encounters are few, so that's why in some respects it's not as dangerous as some other snakes in which the encounters are far more prevalent. But in terms of being bitten by one, again, Australia is... Australia is like a venomous playland, Ramona. They have it all. You know, you go in the water, they have the biggest great white sharks on earth. You go on the land, they have the funnel web spider, which is like the most dangerous spider. They have most of the world's most venomous snakes. Most of them. They are native to Australia. So it's pretty much, I mean, it's beautiful. I mean, part of me would love to go there, but yeah.
And a kangaroo will kick you.
That's right. And a kangaroo will kick you. Exactly right. Hey, before we go to break, let me tell you about my friends at Gilstrap Roofing. Listen, Gilstrap has been covering the Upstate for four generations. They're the most experienced. They're the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap is the Upstate's go-to for quality roof, storm damage, roof replacement. They do it all. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Brian Gilstrap donates to our Tigers for Tatas campaign every year. These are the kind of people you want to do business with. That's why someone stays in business over 100 years and is still killing it 100 years later, because they care about you. They do the right things by you. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor with extensive experience who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing. The Gilstrap difference, serving the Upstate since 1935, Ramona. Family-owned and operated across four generations. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Fully licensed, bonded, and insured, a full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims. GAF Master Elite Certified gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow Gilstrap Roofing on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. I promise you won't want to miss out. Call today, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232, or visit them online, gilstrapproofing.com. Wall tip to a quick break.
After a week away, Clemson football is back on Saturday as the Tigers travel to Chapel Hill to take on the North Carolina Tar Heels. And we've got you covered all day long right here on The Roar. Starting at 6 a.m. with the Ingles Tiger pregame show, Tiger tailgate show at 9 a.m. with Faxon and crew. Then at noon, Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of the game, and Donnell Clark and I will take it through postgame with the fifth quarter show. All in a day's work on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfila.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
Harrison's is the home of Work Western and WOW! For nearly 30 years, our family has been boots on the ground when it comes to work. The key to our success is great partners like Ariat. We have the largest selection of Ariat in the Carolinas. Need comfortable work boots? Can't go wrong with Ariat. Want to show out at the rodeo? Can't go wrong with Ariat. Looking to WOW on date night? Yep, Ariat. Work staples, Western favorites, and casual styles to WOW any crowd. Shop Ariat at Harrison's in Malden and Spartanburg or online at harrisonsusa.com.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's best jewelry store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's best jewelry store, 11 years in a row. Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
It's game time at Linden Floors. Huddle up and score big with unbeatable deals like luxury vinyl flooring starting at just $1.99 a square foot. That's right. Style, durability, and value, all in one winning play. We're family owned, Spartanburg strong and ready to tackle your remodel. Swing by 101 Chester Street or call 864-494-4317 to get in the game. Or visit us online at lindenfloors.com and make your home the MVP this season. Linden Floors, where design scores every time.
This is Coach Dabo Sweeney. I remember how great it was to turn 21, but remember, just because you're 21 or over doesn't mean you can buy alcohol for anyone underage. In fact, you could face fines and jail time for a first offense. Upstate alcohol enforcement teams are enforcing underage drinking laws to save lives. When officers catch a minor with alcohol, they ask, who gave it to them? Don't let it be you. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
Attention business owners, are you aware of the Corporate Transparency Act? If your business isn't properly registered, you could face a fine and jail time. The Wealth Training Academy can help make sure your business meets all legal requirements. Call or text CTA to 864-588-1100 for immediate assistance. That's CTA to 864-588-1100. WTA's Tax Division uses a Tax Advisor Group, LLC, which is an independent CPA tax reduction planning and preparation firm. Tax-related services are offered to help business owners and individuals create sound tax planning strategies that are custom-suited to their needs and objectives.
The Roar, the only media outlet where you won't need a two-step authentication to access.
It's going to be exciting.
The Roar, where every day's game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know him, but then I know it's growing strong. Hands, touching hands.
You know, there's dumb, Ramona, and then there's this. I see this Twitter account called College Football with Sam. I have no idea who it is or anything else. It's listing the top leaders of men in college football. Ryan Day, Dan Lanning, Kirby Smart. Kirby freaking Smart is on the list of the top leaders.
How is he a leader with all his players getting trouble?
Right. Kurt Cignetti.
Is that the requirement?
Right. Steve Sarkisian, Kirk Ferentz, Kyle Whittingham, Kalani Sitake, Kalen DeBoer, Mario Cristobal. Dabo Sweeney doesn't make this list. Dabo Sweeney is not one of the top leaders of men in college football, but Kirby Smart is.
That's honestly weird.
It is. Yeah, honestly, it's too stupid to even mention, but I thought I would because I just popped up right in front of my face. Kirby Smart on the list. Kirby Smart leads the world in player issues, off-field player issues, and motor vehicle-related issues. Kirby is on the list. All right, Ramona, let's get to the games because we have miles to go before we sleep here.
Okay, the next one is Vandy at Alabama. Alabama, too many points. Don't like Alabama. Vandy, I took.
Wow. Alabama, too many points. Don't like Alabama. Yeah, look, obviously this is a game Vandy won last year at Vandy. Now you get the revenge game at Alabama. And I just keep thinking about Diego Pavio when he played Auburn a second time. And none of it mattered. He didn't care. He doesn't care what Alabama thinks. He doesn't care about any of that. He expects to win every game he plays. You know, remember, Diego Pavia said he came back to Vanderbilt to win the national championship.
He said it.
Yes, and we all laughed. But, you know, if he wins this one, Ramona, we might not be laughing anymore. You know, and Kalen DeBoer certainly won't be laughing if Vandy beats him again a second year in a row. It's great that you can beat Georgia. You know, it's a wonderful thing, Ramona, that Kalen DeBoer can beat Georgia. It would be a less than wonderful thing to the Alabama nation if Kalen DeBoer starts losing to Vandy by habit. So all of the good grace he bought himself in beating Georgia again, Ramona, would all be lost in an instant if he loses at home to Vanderbilt. They will be once again ready to fire his A immediately after the game. And I think that's in play. I really do. I mean, I think the only thing propping Bama up is the play of Simpson. He's been good. He's been good. I think Bernard has been good. The rest of that team, you know, Proctor's been pretty good. The rest of that team, you could sort of have. I mean, there's a couple guys, but for the most part, I just don't think Alabama's very good. I think that Simpson has been propping them up artificially because he's played really well. What happens when he doesn't play really well? You know, so far so good. He's played pretty well in every game. He actually played pretty well against Florida State, as we said, after that game with little help. But what happens when he doesn't play well? Because I don't think the rest of that team is any good at all. I mean, they have no run game to speak of. Look, Vanderbilt has a quarterback, a tight end, a wide receiver, a running back, and their defense is really solid. Really solid. It was solid a year ago. It's probably better now. I think Vandy could win this game. And if they do, man, you talk about the temperature going up in Tuscaloosa. Again, that win over Georgia won't mean squat if Kalen DeBoer loses to Vanderbilt, which I think is possible. I also took Vanderbilt. I think it's too many points at the very least, and I'm not sure Vanderbilt doesn't win. I am still down on this Bama team with the exception of Simpson. What's the breakdown there, Ramona, on that little game?
Let's see. Alabama 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five Alabamas.
Seven Vandies?
Yeah.
How about that? How about that? Hey, let me tell you about Underdog Mail. I'll get to you in a second. Football season's in full swing, and Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. You can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. You have heard listeners all day long talking about who they picked on Underdog. Hey, playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. All I'm giving you right now is my tonight play. I have one play tonight thus far, and that's in college football. I have West Virginia's kicker to go higher than 0.5 field goals. I have BYU's kicker to go higher than 3.5 PATs. And I have Bachmeier, the BYU quarterback, to go higher than 0.5 rushing and receiving TDs. And I got a 30% boost on that because it's Boostober on Underdog. And trust me, people, listen, if you're an Underdog, and we know everybody is because people have been calling all day about your Underdog plays. If you're an Underdog, make sure you play the boosts. The boosts are your great equalizer. You have to play the boosts. And I wouldn't go wild with them. You know, I make reasonable plays, 3 plays, 4 plays, whatever. But play the boost. You'll thank me later. And it's Boostober. So we get them every day. Every day this month we have boosts. Download the app, sign up with promo code Road Rage, all capital letters, to score $100 in bonus funds or entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code Road Rage, all capital letters, one word. Take advantage of that great promo. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. css.underdogfantasy.com/web/point. Get terms _DFS_.html for details. Consider the play, call 1-800-GAM or visit www.ncbgambling.org. It's Underdog. You'll thank me later. Matt, how are you, Matt?
Hey, thanks a lot for getting me at the wire.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
You're good.
It'd be awesome if Vandy did it again. I think that stadium would rise up and that head coach for Alabama would disappear somewhere.
Yeah.
I think poisoning trees was bad.
Yeah. There's no history of Vandy beating Alabama 2 years in a row. That would not serve Kalen DeBoer well. Like I said, all the good grace he earned by beating Georgia again, whew, right out the window. Right out the window.
If Vandy does that, I'm all on the Vandy train the rest of the year.
Me too.
Then the Georgia Tech.
Right. If Vandy beats Alabama on the road, they go right into my top 10 in the poll. Let's freaking go. Diego fighting Pavias and his jailbird brothers. Let's freaking go.
Yeah, and his 8 year.
Oh, the brothers will be. Hey, listen. If Vandy beats Alabama, Matt, two things you can be sure of. One, the Alabama people are going to be really unhappy with Kalen DeBoer. Two, Diego Pavia's two brothers will be back in the big house.
Just have a circuit.
That's right.
Everywhere they go, they just visit jail.
That's right.
One last question for you. I know it won't matter right now, but I think, how do you think Baylor's offense is working? Their quarterback, it seems like, statistically really well.
Yeah.
But will it actually mean them being competitive on the back end of that schedule? But yeah. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Matt. Yeah. Look, you have a talented quarterback. You have a talented offense. He leads the nation in passing yards with over 1,700. I think Baylor's offense is really, really good, and I think their defense semi-sucks. So I do not really like this Kansas State team, but I think Kansas State's going to give Baylor all they can handle because Kansas State's actually healthy on offense for the first time this year. So I think they're going to score a ton of points on Baylor, and I think that game's going to be sort of a shootout, which is what Baylor pretty much always gets themselves in. So that's what I would expect. Dexter said, give me the Fighting Diego Pavias. That's from Dre. Let's freaking go. Let's freaking go. Dexter said, I'm sorry, Walt, what snake? A mamba? No. In inland Taipan. Zach's calling from Australia, and the most deadly snake in the world is the inland Taipan. Now, they don't come in contact with humans all that often, so the number of bites, but they have enough venom to kill 100 humans, and no one really knows why scientifically. Seems a little bit of overkill. All they got to kill is a rat. That's all they have to kill.
That is a lot. Right.
I guess they want to make sure that the rat really doesn't move. All right, Ramona, what do we have?
All right, the next one is Virginia at Louisville. Louisville's a 6.5-point favorite. Now, I took Virginia, and then that guy earlier was saying bad things about Virginia.
Who said bad things
Wasn't
about?
Somebody saying no. bad things today about their
no.
team in Virginia?
No, I heard.
Yesterday?
No, I heard. No, all I heard was good things about all Virginia. Right. I didn't hear any bad talk about Virginia. I also took Virginia. Now I'm worried whether they can focus properly after the enormous win over Florida State. We'll find out about that. I think that's the concern. And Louisville playing at home. But again, I don't like Moss, so I'm okay with this. I mean, I think Virginia. If they're focused, I think they win this game. I think that this is where they can continue to win. You should see some points scored in that game.
Okay, the next one is Texas, 7.5 at Florida. Now, as you know, I'm tanking for what's his face.
I'm tanking for
yeah, Florida
for Eli Drinkwitz.
No, I'm tanking for Florida. I'm doing a tanking for Florida. I didn't take Florida.
Oh, so you're just out on Florida.
That Napier for,
oh, oh, Napier. Oh, you.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
oh,
what we want.
Okay, you're tanking.
That's what I want.
Oh, okay, I
you get
so,
it?
So I was, well, I was giving you the opposite side of it. I was giving you Eli Drinkwitz replacing Napier.
So,
see, that's what I thought. Tanking for
no,
Eli Drinkwitz.
I'm not picking Florida because I want.
You're tanking
want
to get rid of Billy Napier.
Exactly.
Yes, I got you. I got you. Yes.
I know that would be horrible to see that I'm not taking yes. Florida because I usually do take
yes. Florida. Okay. Well, I am I'm also tanking for Billy Napier in that case. I have Florida here, not because I believe in Florida or Billy Napier, but I believe in Florida's defense. I don't really believe in Texas's offense right now. So I think this is a close game. I think Texas finds a way to win, but. But I think it's like 17-14 or 17-13 or something like that. I would be surprised if there are many points scored in this game, unless Lagway starts just giving the ball away. So we'll see. So I have Florida as well. What was the breakdown there?
Oh gosh, 1, 2, 3, 4 Floridas.
No, really?
Five. 1, 2.
That'd be 8 on the other
four.
Side. It's yeah. 12. You don't have to count both sides.
No, I didn't. I thought I miscounted Florida.
Oh, okay. All right. So who are the four Floridas?
We got Faxon, Morgan, Kwok, and you.
And that's right. And you are tanking Florida.
I'm
all
tanking
right. Florida. What's next?
Miami and FSU. I took Miami. I should have took FSU for fun.
I took Florida State here, and by the way, I didn't get to the Road Rage guarantees. Well, yeah. They're up on my Twitter feed, so go to my Twitter feed at Teptula is Rage. And I added Florida State late.
Oh,
so.
And don't forget Gaffney and Eastside.
Yes, Gaffney and Eastside coming right up with our incredible play-by-play man Sam Jones. So stay tuned for that. Sam does a terrific job, and he'll take you through Gaffney and Eastside coming right up.
Okay, after them, you got Mississippi State and Texas A&M, and then of course Clemson.
Yeah. I took Mississippi State. What did you do in that one?
I took Mississippi State also.
I don't love it. I'm a little worried about that, actually. I think Texas A&M might beat their brains, and I hope not. And Clemson, I took Clemson.
North Carolina.
Took what? You traitor.
I don't think Clemson can score that many
points. I get it. I took Clemson and laid the points. I'll see you Monday.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
All over Greenville, people are asking, what's a Vermeer? Well, Vermeer is one of Greenville's newest corporate citizens. The company builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing underground utility construction. Vermeer machines are leading the way in soft dig trenchless innovation, enabling the exposure of underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods. Get the scoop at Vermeer.com/dig.
Friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game. Everything has to be right, so when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold white and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs. You discovered a collection of sports cards in that old home you inherited or just bought. Where do you go for the best price for this newfound treasure? Jimmy's Cards and Collectibles in Anderson. You can buy your favorite card or sell that newfound collection to Jimmy's. They're the only game in Anderson, so stop by Monday through Saturday, 11 to 7, or Sundays by appointment. Take care of the sports collectible itch, Jimmy's.